realism. Realism is a theory which makes the object responsible for the creation of the world, which considers the world real as it appears. The realists believe things are real in themselves. You see the sun shining above, a hill standing yonder, a brook flowing across the meadow. They say all these have a reality of their own, independent of your thoughts. Realists also advance arguments in support of their theory. Their main contentions are, one, you perceive things and beings right before you because they are all there. Not only you, everyone perceives them. You see a horse, you see the same horse over and over again, day after day. The horse does not transform itself into a mule. It never does. Your mind may undergo change, but the horse remains a horse, just because it is real in itself. Two, the idealists contend that everything is a creation of the mind. If that be so, let their minds create what they wish. Let their mind produce a horse or a mule. They can never do that. They cannot produce substantial things out of insubstantial thoughts. The realists treat the object all important and disregard the subject. Just the opposite of what the idealists do. Realists believe the object to be everything. They consider the variable, changeable world of objects to be real in itself. They do not realize that the object also is a part of creation. You cannot hold the object alone responsible for the creation of the world. But the realists believe it to be so. That is where their mistake lies. Thus, the idealists and realists have been in constant conflict with each other, with their arguments and counter-arguments, quibbling and quarreling with no meeting point. The Vedantic theory of perception takes both the subject and object into account, reconciles the differences between the idealists and the realists, and presents a comprehensive formula for the phenomenon of the world.